This is Ernesto Aguilar talking with Eric of Austin ABC. Eric is a longtime ABC organizer, organized Houston ABC, and is now in Austin, Texas. Eric, what have your opinions, impressions been so far of the ABC Network Conference and kind of the direction of the ABC work you're doing in general and kind of the impression of the folks that you've met here at the conference?
I think so far it's going well. We're on the second day, which is still workshops and speakers, so a lot of people that maybe don't know are getting the education that they're looking for and that's already expected. Tomorrow, for the big meeting, what I hope for, which we will sit down for the last half of the day, about 4 or 5 hours, and discuss this network proposal and discuss maybe a six-month or year-long plan to practice what we've been preaching for the past 6 months about this network idea. Hopefully have goals in mind with communications, improving that of what we're lacking, hence the reason why we're doing the network. We want to improve our communications with each other. We want to improve our work with one another. We want to make sure that prisoners, political prisoners and social, are getting more support than they are now. Within 6 months, if we haven't completed what we're trying to accomplish, if it hasn't only improved but 2%, then we need to sit back down and have another meeting because it needs to improve by 10%. We need to have this shit going. The U.S. is fucking lacking. The ABC is overseas and ABC affiliated, you know, like 40 or 50, however many there are, 14 chapters sit down every 6 months or 8 months, whatever it is, and have meetings. And that's why their network is badass. And they don't even call it a network. They just already have it because they network together in general. Over here, we don't have it. That's why we're hoping to create this, because, you know, autonomous collectives, ABCs and affiliated groups, we all do good work. But if we come together with resources and financial and communication skills and set agendas, if we come together, we can make this shit 10 times better than what it is. And that's what we need. That's what they need, because that's why we're doing this, is for them.
What would you say are the biggest needs for ABCs, and what is it going to take in your mind to account? What kind of goals would you set, or what kind of levels of goals would you say need to be set in order to accomplish or serve those needs?
I think mainly I keep hitting around communications. I think that needs to be improved by far, because, you know, there's certain chapters that I don't know what the hell they're doing since they've been in existence. I don't hear about them publicly. And I mean, I don't even know if we're all over the map as far as our current activities either. You know, I mean, I'm sure now with this conference, but it's not getting the name out. But the thing is, though, I guess it kind of is, because if the name is out there, then, you know, when I heard that a group, ABC group, started out at, you know, such and such state, I'll send them a greetings letter. I expect to hear back. If I don't, and, you know, a year later, I hear from, like, another ABC, I'm like, well, are they even still around? What are they doing? You know, and it's not about us in search of them. They should be doing the same thing with everything. We should all be doing this, making sure. I wouldn't mind hearing once in a while, every few months, what, you know, I don't want to name any certain chapters or anything. I don't want to make any direct stabs or anything. But I'd like to know what groups are up to every few months, just as well. I'm sure they'd like to hear what we're up to every few months. You know, I'd like to know that, you know, a certain, you know, political prisoner, social prisoner is receiving support from such and such group. If they're low on resources and that prisoner needs such and such needs met, then they should start contacting other ABCs, because that person needs those needs met. And if they can't do it individually, then again, we route back to communications. If we all know what chapters are still up, then we can route back and find out where we can get the resources for this to fit the needs of this individual.
Do you think that earlier Anthony Rayson was at a presentation and suggested something about maybe doing every 6 months a newsletter, or even a quarterly newsletter about ABCs? Do you think that would help, or what other kinds of actions do we need to go ahead and take to encourage that kind of communication?
Yeah, I definitely think it would help. I know what you're talking about. I actually wasn't present during Rayson's speaking. I had to go out and take care of some other shit. But yeah, I mean, the three Texas chapters, for instance, we have every other month a meeting to enhance not only our work, enhance our networking, to make sure we're on good footing, on good grounds with the work that we're doing for the people that we're doing for and with. And we've also put out, which, you know, sadly we haven't been able to pull together because of all the organizing for the conference, but a newsletter that is that would come out every month. Nothing special, maybe one or two pages, but to put out publicly, you know, prisoners and, you know, concerned individuals of what chapters are up to. I mean, I'd like to see it if, you know, Dallas ABC or Houston ABC, just, you know, for example, not just Texas ones, you know, all ABCs and affiliated, but if they're low on dough, you know, if they're low on cash, then maybe, you know, we can ask New York ABC if, hey, do you guys have enough funds to foot for them because they're a bit low right now? Making sure everybody's financially, okay, you know, secure. And that's hard to do. But, again, with the networking, I think it's possible. And I don't really know what type of program that all get worked out on Sunday, what type of program can meet financial needs, because that's definitely much needed for, I know, for all chapters, you know. And, you know, any group that's non-corporate oriented, then New York ABC would be able to do a benefit show or something. If they're like, oh, you know, we're at a slow time right now or something, and we're just kind of doing you know, just regular stuff and don't have a whole lot on our hands right now, yeah, we can throw together a, you know, benefit for Racing if he's low on cash and funds, you know, something along those lines. Like I said, you know, a lot of this is going to have to get panned out on Sunday, but we definitely have a lot of good ideas on mind, I think, and I've been talking with, like, Mike Lee and you know, Scott Lamson and all these other people about, you know, the network and our ideas, and we're already throwing together all types of great ideas, and we're all agreeing with one another on this. And now, granted, that's only a couple people. We don't, you know, we're going to have a shitload on Sunday, but I think it's feasible. I think we can do it. I mean, and like I just said to, you know, Mike a minute ago, if we're not improving with this network, well, then we need to have another sit down because it needs to continue to improve. We need to keep it. The lack of communications and funds and this and that, and knowing what one chapter is up to, is the reasons why they fail, because, you know, they crumble because they don't have anybody backing them. They don't have that support behind them. You know, I mean, it's a rarity to see a, you know, an ABC chapter or something stick around for a few years that's just not communicating with anybody. You know, I mean, it's, and sometimes, you know, it's an emotional booster too to know that, hey, you got 20 collectives behind you backing you. Don't worry, you're not gonna fucking fail. We're all backing each other on this shit. We're gonna make sure that we all stay afloat and that we get our shit done 10 times better than it's doing now. And I mean, to give credit to all these ABCs and affiliated, I think we're all doing a great job right now, but we need to do better because that's what they need inside, and that's what we're doing this for.
What are your impressions, or how does this conference make you feel? You're somebody who was an ABC organizer at least a good 3, 4, 5 years ago, when there were very, very, very few ABCs, autonomous ABCs out there. And now you see a conference where you've got upwards of 100 people, doubling the 1994 conference, who have come out from as far away as Oregon and New York City, Chicago, and all over the place. How does this make you feel in terms of, does this give you hope? What concerns do you have, and what are your aspirations to where this work's going to head?
I think it's turning out great so far. I think as far as, you know, the research I've done on, I wasn't in attendance with any of the other conferences that were prison related, like the one in 94 and, you know, I believe it was 89, stuff like that. I've heard of it and read up on it, but as far as I know, we're already doing more improvement than at least the last one, the one that I believe was in 94. We're already got more shit in the mix, more people in attendance, more ideas, more future plans, agendas, everything. I think that we're already improving it a bit more. And there's a twist on, I think the good thing is there's a twist on this network, because it's not just about ABCs, it's about anyone oriented with prisons or prisoners. So I think that we're going in the right direction. I think we'll be able to pull this shit together. I mean, everyone's just got to have the will to want to do it, you know. And I think if we all continue to just network with one another, this shit can get done, and we can meet the needs of those that we fight day in and day out for.
Can you describe the situation, some of the situations that Austin ABC deals with? You all deal, probably of all the ABCs here, on the most ground level with with Texas prisoners, who constitute probably the largest prison population in the U.S. beside California. What kinds of work are you all doing, and how can people support that?
We do a lot of work around social prisoners, and over the past year, 2 years, I've veered so much more towards prisoner education and just general anti-prison work. Whatever they need done that they think is feasible for us to accomplish, then we get it done. And that's what me and Sam like to focus on. And Chris and Reckless are definitely a lot better at public outreach, because I'm not. I don't like speaking in front of people. And so, I mean, we meet the needs anywhere from financial. We keep up the distribution of their zines, order filling. I mean, shit, I've so much as, you know, just some guy just wrote and he said, hey, dude, I'm trying to track down my family. Here's, you know, the names and this and that. And I got word that the guy was all right. He wasn't just trying to find somebody to fucking get hurt out here or something, you know, get somebody to hurt him or something. Maybe he didn't like him or whatever. You know, whatever it was, but he was like, okay, dude, and he was just looking for his family. He'd been in for so fucking long, they dropped him and moved and this and that. And I mean, I sat down at the computer for a fucking week and finally tracked his family down. I mean, that kind of shit, anything that, you know, personal correspondence, whether it be political or not, some people just want someone to bullshit with, you know, about just life in general, you know. I mean, I send them pictures of me hanging out and shit with, you know, friends with their approval, because, you know, like Frank Atwood said, he said, you know, it's my window to the outside world. It helps bring his mind off of where he's currently at, which is on death row. So, I mean, it's stuff like that. Emotional boosting. You know, I mean, being there any fucking way that we can and continuing to try and keep that up, you know, and enhancing their organizing, you know, keeping them up the same way. Networking with them, you know. You know, they pitch out ideas to us. We pitch out ideas to them, and we network, and that's what we got to do. Because I mean, yeah, we can't just look at it as it's just about these collectives. No, it's, this entire thing is for them. But I mean, I don't know, send them money for, you know, stamps and this and that, and, you know, ribbon, typewriter ribbons, and type up stuff for them. Some of them can't afford typewriters, and I can't, you know, we can't afford to buy them or something. Like Carl Horn right now doesn't have a typewriter, and well, I don't think the collective at this point can foot $100-something fucking dollars for a typewriter, so we're going to continue to persist after the warden's ass about getting it back, calling him, faxing him, this and that. So, I mean, really, just anything that we can do, as well as trying to improve our own collective publicly and everything else.
Where can people send donations to Austin ABC?
They can send donations of any kind, too, to kind of point that out. So we're always in need of office supplies. We're always in need of stamps and, you know, and actual, you know, money bills and, you know, shit like that. Shit, I don't even care if it's $5. That helps. You know, that's about a half a book of stamps right there. But they can send it to Austin ABC, P.O. Box 19733. Austin, Texas, 78760. It's always welcome, even if we're financially stable at the time. Well, there's a stronger chance that 5 months from now we're not going to be, so we can use it down the road. And again, it would root back that, if we are financially stable and someone sends us $100, well, then shit. If such and such collective needs that money, then try and get it to them. So, I mean, it's always definitely needed.